Lillian Landor, welcome to ThoughtCast. As head of news and current affairs at the BBC World Service, I'm curious what you've learned so far at this conference that's applicable to your job that you might want to carry across the water and possibly implement back home.
To be blunt, I'm not sure that I've learned about my job, though once I get back to London and have the time and the space to process it, I think I will find that there were quite a few helpful hints. The one or two things that have kind of taken me slightly by surprise was two things. One, how much we seem to be both thinking along the same lines in terms of how to engage audiences and how to rethink our relationship with audiences. By we, I mean us, the BBC, and you over here in terms of public radio. And the other thing that took me by surprise was how large the gap seems to be between our own work and thinking on interactivity and your own. I'm not sure that people here have really assessed interactivity, how it can be useful to their programs. People here are still talking of radio. I am now talking of audio. I think that in 5 years from now, the map would be very different to what it is at the moment. And whereas at the BBC we've started that thinking process on where will we be in 5 years from now, how will people be consuming us, and how therefore our production needs to change to fit the consumption, I'm not sure that that thinking perhaps has begun here.
Why do you think the thinking is behind here? What would be the reason?
I can't. That's something that I can't answer. I'm not that familiar with what's happening over here. But I think what has perhaps triggered the thinking over here is the fact that your audiences have plateaued, if not perhaps fallen slightly, and that's given people a bit of a jolt, and the thinking has started, which is a good thing.
I'd like your thoughts on what you see as the American audience. First of all, if we look at the American population, it's no secret that fewer and fewer Americans read the newspaper now, let alone listen to public radio. And there is a known complacency in the population. There's a marked indifference to what goes on outside our borders. Does this indifference to others extend globally, or is it a unique American phenomenon?
Of course not. It is not a unique American phenomenon at all, and I think it does extend globally. I think people's thinking tends to be local and then perhaps national and then sometimes international. I think it is our job as public service broadcasters to work on this. Programs have to resonate. Why should I sit here and listen about a program on Somalia if Somalia means little to me? Well, if I'm a very good journalist and an excellent broadcaster, I can tell you why you're going to be listening to a program on Somalia, because there are issues about Somalia that resonate and should resonate with you. Or, if there aren't any, and that may be the case sometimes, Somalia is a bloody good story, and if I know how to tell you that story, I will tickle your curiosity, and then you would be listening as if you're listening to a very good tale, and that's all it needs.
Can you define how the BBC World Service and American public broadcasting are different in terms of style, in terms of approach, in terms of philosophy?
I'm not sure that I can actually give you the answer. But what I've noticed is that we are less discursive, if you know what I mean, and are probably more informative. Come to the point a bit more quickly and take less time. Yes, that's what I would say. I've realized that I've been rather blunt in this interview, but I think it's useful, and that's the way I am. And I take criticism as easily as I give it. So I think this is what struck me here. I don't listen a great deal to American public radio. You've got two or three brilliant programs that everyone agrees, you know, are absolutely the right programs. Is there consistency across the board? I don't know. That's worth thinking about. Notice, you know, I could offer the same kind of criticism to BBC programs as well. Is there consistency? I don't know. But what we try and do is have coherence, and we're challenging as well. We challenge our politicians. We don't take no for an answer. We're not nice, and I don't think we should be. We're quite hard-headed, and we keep insisting until we get an answer.
NPR generally is tame and gentle in my ear compared to the BBC World Service. Last question, the philosophical underpinnings of that difference, where is that coming from?
What we do, and I'm not giving you slogans, it is absolutely a genuine answer. What we do it on behalf of an audience of listeners who are hungry to know what's happening in the world. We're not here to schmooze, and we're not here to be nice, and we're not here to please. We are here to get answers, and we are here to inform and enlighten. And the only way to do this is by asking awkward questions. Sometimes you don't need to be awkward. All you need to ask is why. Why is this happening? Why have you said this? What is the point in doing that? And this is on behalf of the people who listen to us. No more, no less, really.
Well, Lilianne Landor, thank you very much for joining me.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.